Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Friday four-pack here on Jones and Keefe. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential, remodeling, or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. Patriots Friday. Patriots win last night 27-14 over the Jets. They're 9-2. Some out there, Cam Newton, think it's fool's gold. You can discuss. We had a couple of gripes, a couple of nitpicks, but mostly another strong performance for May. And another great win for the Patriots. Great might be too strong, but another win
really
for the
solid.
Patriots, where they've won now.
That's
eight
my
in a
word
row.
Of the day.
Solid's a good
solid.
Word. Solid's a good word for it. We'll get to a top five Friday coming up 15 minutes from now. Top five Jets.
All time?
All time.
All time Jets.
Yeah. A top five all time Jets.
I love it.
Let's do that. Coming up, we'll get back to your phone calls as well. Typically, the Friday four pack is a look ahead to that weekend's game, but this is going to be more of a look ahead to week 11 and a look around the league. What's first up here today, Billy?
What is the best NFL game this weekend?
Four options.
Ooh.
Four legitimate good options.
Okay.
But
I'm
you
curious.
Can only pick one.
I'm curious.
Like a Highlander, Jones, there can only be one.
I'm curious what your four are. Okay.
I'll tell you what the four are after, but you want me to tell you what the best game is?
Sure.
It's Seahawks and Rams.
Oh.
They're
okay.
Both 7-2.
We disagree.
Well, I know. That's the beauty of a sports talk radio show. 7-2 Seahawks at the 7-2 Rams. MVP buzz for both Matt Stafford and Sam Darnold. One of these teams is going to win the division. One's going to be a wild card, but they both feel like playoff teams. We wonder if the Rams truly are the best team in the league. It would go a long way if they beat the Seahawks this weekend. So that's a 4 o'clock Fox game, but I would say that's the best game. But there are three other possibilities.
Okay, Seattle and the Rams would be on my list. Let me guess some of the other possibilities. KC and Denver?
Yes.
Okay, that's not the game to
me. No, I didn't pick that one, but that's a good one, especially if Denver can win that.
Is the other one Tampa and Buffalo?
That's one of the other ones.
Okay. The game of the weekend, though, is the Sunday nighter, and it's a good one, Detroit at Philly. Mm-hmm. Now, my only hesitation with this game is the way that Philly just mucks the game up and does the stupid tush push
it into the ground.
Just takes forever on offense.
Yeah.
They never throw to the receivers. Like, I kind of hate watching Philly's offense, but they're still a really good team. You pointed out some of the wins they have this year.
That Eagles-Packers game just sucked the life out of me.
It was so bad.
Part of that was fantasy football, but part of it was just like, as a football fan, you're like,
don't
what is
you
this?
Think, like the, and I guess Vegas disagrees with me on this, the over-under is, I think, surprisingly low for this game. It's
46.5.
Thank you. 46.5. I assume to be like high 40s, maybe even in the 50s.
Mid-40s.
I thought there would be more points in this game. I just think the Lions are going to score, and the Eagles are going to have to keep up. And that doesn't mean the Eagles will lose the game. I just think it's going to be higher scoring than maybe Vegas does, which to me makes it an entertaining game. That would be my pick for the game of the weekend.
The one that was second, actually, for me was that Bills-Bucks game. I think Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, they both have the same record. And I think for the Patriots, it's the most important game because, like, can you gain more ground on the Bills? And also, like, you just beat the Bucks, and if the Bills lose to the Bucks at home, like, I think that's a really interesting game.
Denver and KC is a really interesting one for the Pats as well.
You got to root for Denver.
If Denver
Oh, you do?
I do.
I mean, I agree with you. I'd rather have the Chiefs out of the playoffs than the Patriots having the one seed, so I agree with you on that. I think a lot of people are going to be rooting for the Chiefs to knock Denver down and give the Patriots
so
the
one still seed. Have two games left, so I think best case they split, right? And that's it hurts Denver from, you know, getting the top seed, but it also helps push Kansas City out.
Okay. We have a bunch of good games this weekend.
Yeah,
it should
there
be a
really
good
is.
Sunday to watch. It's not a Sunday to go, you know, rake the leaves.
Actually, I do have to do that.
It's a Sunday to sit right down.
It's a mountain of leaves. I've been putting this thing off for a while. Anybody wants free leaves, come to my house this weekend.
You could probably
want some free leaves?
No, I'm good.
Bring your own bags.
Okay. Well, yeah. No, then in which case, I'm definitely out. You could probably skip the Madrid game early on in the day.
Yeah.
Who is that again? Commanders and Dolphins? You probably skip that one and then settle in for a good day. What else do we have here, Billy?
What is the worst NFL game this weekend?
It might be Commanders and Dolphins. It might be. Especially because it's 9:30 Madrid game. I would say that's up there. But also, don't sleep on Titans-Texans.
That's the one. We actually talked about this off the air yesterday.
Yeah, this is the Chris Myers game. Chris Myers, unfortunately, saddled with a lot of really rough games.
If you're looking for the worst matchup of the weekend, just go through the announcer pairings and find the Chris Myers game, and that's probably the one.
That's the game that Fox and CBS are telling you is the worst game, whether it ends up being or not. But yeah, 1-8 Titans versus a 4-5 Texans team that are probably with their backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So yeah, that one stinks.
Davis Mills, Cam Ward.
Look out.
In Tennessee, two just soulless teams.
Over under of 37.5.
Yeah,
that's like an Iowa
game.
I'm
sorry, that's the worst game of the week.
That's the lowest total, I believe, by far.
That's one. If you watch Red Zone on Sunday,
Browns Ravens has a low one too, but not as low as that.
They may not show that on Red Zone. You may not see a play from that game on Red Zone.
Nope,
it may never come up.
Like a halftime score update with no highlight. It's just like 10-7, and then it just goes away.
You never see anything from that game.
Yeah,
that's the worst game of the week.
Yep.
All right, what else, Billy?
Which NFL coach is on the hottest seat?
All right, this is a good question.
This is a great question.
It's not Mike McDaniel. I thought
it should be, but it isn't.
McDaniel's just remained on the hot seat, but his team is playing for him to a degree. Yeah.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
One last week, it's not McDaniel.
And you can't include interim coaches. There's two interim coaches right now. Those don't count.
Nope.
Right? No, these are
real head coaches.
Yeah.
Honestly, Glenn might be back there. And did you hear what Rap Sheet said before the game? Rap Sheet, before the game last night, was like, yeah, they have all these first-round picks, Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner. And he's like, Aaron Glenn is going to be there to make the picks. And I'm like, why did you even need to throw that in? Like, that feels like a random thing to throw in
there. Yeah, true, true.
Where now I'm like, maybe he is going to get fired. Glenn could be there. He's probably not number one, but he's towards the top of the list. I'm looking at some of the odds.
I don't know what the odds say, but
Raheem Morris is number one.
Oh, Raheem Morris is a really good one. What about Jonathan Gannon?
Gannon is two.
Okay, so I would say Jonathan Gannon. He had a couple curious press conference things that came out this year, too. Which I forget what they were now. I just remember like taking a note of it at the time. Like, all right, there's something there. But
and
like,
think of it like an owner. An owner, they are paying all this money to Kyler Murray to start Jacoby Brissett. Like, think of it if you're the owner. That can't possibly make his owner happy.
Was it the same franchise that had Steve Wilks and Josh Rosen, both one and done, turned it over to Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. That group even made a playoff appearance. Then they got rid of Kingsbury. They still have Murray, which they're clearly regretting. So they might just start, start fresh quarterback coach next year. And this is also his third year. So there are some other like basement teams that have a first-year coach, maybe even a second-year coach. But Gannon, third year.
Like Carroll's high on the list. I think Carroll's got a better chance of surviving in Vegas than Aaron Glenn does in New York. But they're both first-year coaches.
What they're doing in Vegas.
With a loss, where would McDermott be?
Hot. That's a hot seat.
Warm?
Yeah, not as hot as those other guys, but warm seat.
Warm seat.
Put him in the warm seat.
Yeah, and okay. The Gannon thing you're thinking of probably is when he beat up Amari DiMercato on the sideline to explain it.
Thank you. 100%. He started beating up a player.
It was that.
That was it.
No, it was that. And also remember when he was like, when did you
something
learn
about
not, it was like when I was with Mike Vick in Atlanta, I learned not to
take things personally. It was like, when my quarterback went to prison. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, you're like dead.
Calm
dead
down.
Yeah,
so that was that. Everybody else didn't have a question after that. He just kind of walked away.
That was it. A hotter seat. Stefanski's a good one too. He's pretty high on these lists. Stefanski, that's got to be a pretty hot seat for him. He's given up. Didn't he give up play duty again?
Oh, he did.
Second year in a row.
That Tommy Reese kid is calling plays now in Cleveland. It's the second year in a row he's been calling plays and had to take it away from himself. But that can't be a good
thing. He's also been coach of the year twice in the last 4 years. No, it's funny though, but they kind of screwed him.
I think he's now, if not the betting favorite, he's high on the list to be the next Giants coach.
But like his front office is what bungled that.
Sure.
He had Baker Mayfield, and they're like, no, we're going to get you Deshaun Watson. Don't worry about all that other stuff. We're going to get you him, and then we're going to replace him with 10 other quarterbacks.
Okay, so those are some coaches on the hot and warm seat, as it were. What else do we have, Billy?
Who has a better chance of going back to the Super Bowl, the Chiefs or the Eagles?
I think it's the Chiefs.
I also think it's the Chiefs. Not to be down on the Patriots, there's something wrong with the Eagles.
No. It's more of a anti-Eagles take than it is like not thinking the Patriots can do it. I just always am more fearful, even though head-to-head last year, I know it's a different year, but head-to-head last year, the Eagles kind of embarrassed the Chiefs. But Mahomes and Reed, I'll give them that chance. They got to get back into the playoffs, first of all. They're 5-4. The Eagles are 7-2, and they're going to run away with that division because the division's so bad. But I don't know. You get them in the playoffs. I think the Eagles taking on like the Lions, Rams, those kind of teams. And I know they have some good wins this year, but you're right. Something's kind of odd, and maybe it'll be odd all the way to the Super Bowl again. But yeah, no, if I had to pick one right now, I would take Kansas City.
The Eagles 2 years ago in 2023 started 10-1, and then they just like fell apart at the end of the year. They lost a playoff game to Brady and the Bucks, I think. So
yeah, that sounds right.
Or was that Baker by 2023? Maybe that was Baker. They lost to the Bucks.
Oh, that was Baker.
And so, I don't know. I don't believe in this Eagles team. The more likely team to get back to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl, I would say, is the Chiefs. 617-779-7937. That's your Friday 4-pack brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. We do it every Friday at 11:30. We also give you a top 5 Friday.
Yes.
Every Friday on Jones and Keefe. It's typically a little earlier in the show, but because we had the game last night, we bumped it back. Top 5 all-time Jets. With your phone calls, next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.